Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Sheikh Salih bin Humaid Hafidahullah rendering the khutbah from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. He praised Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, declared the faith and said, O Ummah, each one of us needs to inculcate within ourselves the quality of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness. He says, when a person has suspicion without any evidence, then that destroys everything. And when a person has good character and you are an asset to humanity, then that will bring about the good results and consequences. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَ وَلَا سَيِّئَةَ. Good and bad actions cannot be equal. اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. So repel the evil with goodness. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. That the people between you and them, there's enmity, hatred. Then tomorrow you become وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, the bosom friends of one another. But only those people will obtain it. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Those who exercise patience and endurance. Thereafter, his topic was about the masajid. He said that sometimes a thing happens and we think it's only bad, but remember, good results come out of it. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You dislike something, but in the long run, you find goodness comes out of it. So we know that now our masajid are open, speaking of them in Saudi Arabia, and now people are rushing towards the masajid, and we have Jummah Salat, we have Jamaat Salat, and so forth. So all this is the great mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. A person was ill, and now he recovered. So how elated, excited he or she is. So what does this masjid bring to us? The masajid are the places, remember, we stand, we make ruku, we bow down, we perform sajda, and we prostrate, we sit. So the same land and sand of the masjid, the mosque, will give testimony in our favor, and we rush towards the first surf and the first row because we want the optimum, maximum reward. See regarding the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Almighty Allah described them. رِجَالُ اللَّهِ تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That they are buying, selling business did not divert them from establishing the Salat, وَإِقَامِ السَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. And remember that they would remember Allah and they would continue with the good actions. رِجَالُ اللَّهِ تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ السَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. And if zakat was compulsory, they would pay. Their focus was on the last day, the day of justice. That's the day when people will have to stand for accountability. So these were the beloved Sahaba. They were in the world, but their gaze and focus was on the year after. Similarly, remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the seven people who will be under the shade of Almighty Allah, special shade. And one of them, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. The person might be at his shop or job or farm or house, but his heart is connected to the masjid. And we find that that person there, mashallah, that his heart is connected. He knows what time the salat is and so forth, and is waiting. So his aim is to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and suppress his own whims, fancies and desires. So that is a true Muslim. The true Muslim is he who loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and loves the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loves the masajid. When he goes early, then is waiting. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angels are making dua for him. Allah maghfir lahu, Allah marhamhu. Ya Allah, this person is waiting for salat. You forgive him. Ya Allah, envelope him with your mercy. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad, Similarly, authentic hadith in Targhib wa Tarhib and various compilations, we find that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the ribat. Those people who are like, they'll get the reward, like the people who are protecting the borders and the frontiers of the Muslim country. Isbahul hudu, a person performing hudu properly, although it is winter and it is, you know, not good conditions, difficult conditions. Wa kathratul khuta ila al masajid, and the person taking a lot of steps to the masjid, making war, meaning that he's walking to the masjid, and remember it might be very, very hot or very, very cold, but he's getting the maximum reward. And one tidaru salat ba'da salat, one salat finished, but now he's already waiting for the next salat. Fadhalikumur ribat. Those are the people that their reward they get is like the people who are guarding the frontiers and the borders of the Muslim country. Imagine Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking about them, and these are authentic hadith as mentioned in Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, Targhib wa Tarhib. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bashir al-Mashayin fi zulami bin nur al-tam yawm al-qiyamah." Darkness of the night, Isha time, people walking, Fajr time walking and going, and it's dark, but yet they are going for salat and so forth. Like now, our Fajr time here in winter, and yet we go to the masjid with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala will envelope them with that special nur and effulgence and radiance on the day of Qiyamah. Similarly, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ghadaw or man ghada awraha ilal masajid," that people who go in the morning or evening to the masjid, they read salat there and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives guarantee through His grace and mercy that such people definitely with Allah's benevolence and grace will enter Jannah and paradise. So all these type of hadith you will find in Musnad Ahmad. Likewise, some people couldn't go to the masjid because the masjid was closed, or the person himself was ill and what have you, or he was on a journey, and then when he came back, he went to the masjid. So tabashbasha, the word mentioned in the hadith. So this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, Musnad al-Hakim. And remember, it means that there's a feeling of rejoicing, of elation, that now you are back in your place, and that is the masjid. So return to the masjid definitely is what we always want. Study the Seerah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam would go on a journey, or there would be a battle, a campaign, or what have you. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return. Before returning home, first place when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to was the masjid, offer 2 rakat salat there, meet the beloved Sahaba who were there, and then return home. So that is a sunnah in Nabawiyyah, that even when we return from the journey, first we stop at the masjid and then we enter our homes. So that is what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. What happens in a masjid? Remember that we, when we go to our ordinary king, so we know that there is certain protocol and so forth. Here we are going to the king of the king, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's houses, and that is the masajid. So we should be keeping totally silent, no noise and so forth. And the clothing we wear should be very respectful. Ya Bani Adama khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. That when you go to the masjid, then take your new clothes. New clothes don't mean brand new clothes. That take your clothing that are respectful there, and zina, beautiful clothing. So in that way there, whether it's new or old, but it is respectful, so those clothing we should wear. Similarly, iyakum wa haishatul masjid. There, don't go and kick up a racket and a big noise in a masjid. That is totally not permissible. Like how we make big noise in the marketplace, in the malls and all that. So all that is totally prohibited. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Similarly, that we should also be very, very careful that we are not manrami, that we see wrong things going on. Man tatakhatta riqab an-nas yawm al-jumu'ah. Now you come late Jummah time and you climb the necks of people and so forth. فَقَدِدْ تَخَدَ جِسْرًا إِلَىٰ جَنَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. So Allah forbid, that person, instead of getting reward, now he goes and build the bridge straight to Jahannam, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So all these will be the adab, the etiquettes, and how to enter the masjid with the right foot, leave with the left foot, all that. Thereafter, Almighty Allah mentions, remember, that who are the trustees and maintainers and custodians of a masjid? Innama ya'muru masajid Allah, man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Only and exclusively those people are entitled to be the maintainers and custodians and trustees of the masjid whose iman is correct. They belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama salah wa ata zakah wa lam yakhsha illallah. They establish the salat, they read daily 5 salat, and they pay zakat if zakat is due. They fear none except Almighty Allah. Those are the rightly guided people. On that note, the first khutbah was ended. Second khutbah was praising Almighty Allah, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam with their own Mubarak hands, they built the masjid. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Obviously, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid Quba, Masjidun Nabawi, because this masjid, remember, is a madrasa, the place where learning, teaching goes on. But it's a place, remember, that multi-activities take place. It is the epicenter of our Muslim activity. So therefore, it is an integral part of our Muslim life. And that is to have a masjid. He, Sheikh Salih bin Humayd, says, Alhamdulillah, even during these trying times when the virus was on and so forth, the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, carried on with Jummah Salat, Jamaat Salat, even during these difficult times. And then he spoke about the Hajj and Umrah. He says, you know, for the past 70 years, that the government is arranging all this year, and they have done great, great khidmat and service to the Hujjaj and so forth for the past 70 years. 70 years, and all this they did spending billions and billions of dollars. So we must not forget that. But this year we all know there are huge problems. So therefore they did two things. One is Hajj is a sha'air and one of the landmarks and the pillars of Islam. So Hajj will continue, but only for people who are within the kingdom, and no foreigners would be allowed. And remember that. So that's one side. On the other side, that we have to look at the people, if hypothetically they come, and that will cause more problems and so forth. So we have to preserve the lives and so forth. So he says that وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَانَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Who saves a life is like saving the entire human race. And وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهَلُكَةِ. And we should not throw our hands towards, you know, destruction and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمِئْتُمْ أَنْ رِوَبَادِ. When you hear about this virus and pandemic and epidemic, then in a place, then فَلَا تَدْخُلُوا, don't enter it. So in that way there, the leadership and authorities there took this decision. So we should all pray that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. And obviously I add, we must all pray for Masjid al-Aqsa as well. We all know what the apartheid regime wants to do, and they want to annex the land of the West Bank and so forth. So make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that Almighty Allah protects all our holy places. And remember, throughout the year, 30 million people come for Hajj, Umrah, and Ziyarat, and so forth, if you take, you know, the statistics of the past few years. So may Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, accept everyone's Hajj, Umrah, who are going to perform, and inshallah, Ziyarat, and Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, and Majlul Aqsa from all the enemies. And then he made dua for the Ummah. That was the synopsis of the khutbah rendered by Sheikh Salih bin Humayd. Okay, we thank all, everybody, our directors, Muhammad Haji Ikhlas and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and our Haji Muhammad Joseph, our Hafiz Shabir Pasha and Faisal Asmal, and mashallah, I'm here in Johannesburg, in Crosby, and here Brother Muhammad Khan, mashallah, brought me, Allah reward him, and our host here is Brother Muhammad Bulbulia. We You heard the sad news that Maulana Timol, Abdul Hafiz Timol, passed away, and he's buried last night. He passed away Laylatul Jumu'ah. Allah Jalla Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. The principal of the Muslim school there in Pretoria, Mr. Arif, also passed away. Allah Jalla Allah grant him also Jannatul Firdaus. May Almighty Allah make it easy for the families wherever they are. And you know that one day we also have to leave this world because death is inevitable. So let us raise our hands now. We got 10 minutes left, inshallah. And we make dua for the entire ummah, for ourselves. And inshallah, Almighty Allah accept all of us. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make our khatima on iman. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهله رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين فانصرنا على القوم المرتدين على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم يا ارحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا اكرم الاكرمين اكرمنا يا خير الرازقين ارزقنا فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا الله those who are ill and sick give them shifa kamil ya allah ya allah those who passed away with iman and islam grant them jannatul firdaus ya allah grant their family sabr jameel ya allah اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم الخاق فيه توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح يا الله remove all the obstacles يا الله let the people go for umrah for حج يا الله يا الله to ديار مصطفى to the مدينة منورة يا الله إنك على كل Ya Allah, still so many masajid are closed in different parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Allah maftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kulli. Allah maftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kulli. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qiyyum. Ya Allah, mari gunahukum afirma. Ya Allah, sattari ka maamla firma. Ya Allah, hum gunegare, siyakare, سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ اپنے دین کے لئے قبول فرما ہمارے اولاد کو قبول فرما میاں بیوی کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جن کا والدین بال بچے بھائی بہن جس کا بھی انتقال ہو گیا یا اللہ بال بال مغفرت فرما دے یا اللہ جنت نصیب فرما جنت الفردوس عطا فرما یا اللہ those of us who lost our near and dear ones یا اللہ our parents our near and dear ones our children siblings spouses whoever یا اللہ Grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah, to your Fadl, grace and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas and sincerity. sincerity. Grant us istiqamah and steadfastness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, qabooliyat and acceptance in your court, Ya my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslims are so pareshan, Ya Allah. The Syrian regime is torturing our people, our brothers and sisters, decimate them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we find the Palestinians are suffering, Ya Allah, because of the apartheid regime with their Nazi tactics, Ya Allah. Make them a sample, an example for humanity and posterity, Ya Allah. You punish them, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahsim adada, wa qatuluhum badada, wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Allahumma ajjil binasril mujahideen, wal mustadafeen, wal mazlumeen, fi kulli makanin, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, the ummah is gone so weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa is under threat, Ya Allah. Masjid Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman is under threat, Ya Allah, in Khalilur Rahman, Hebron, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies want to take away the West Bank, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you punish them, Ya Allah. Punish them in such a manner, Ya Allah, that no one ever harms the Muslims again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect all our masajid, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Make us the khadims of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring about love, muhabbat, and compassion between husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, guide us to the right path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid Dajjal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from all the evil and dreaded diseases, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-immatil mudillin. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the imams and the scholars who themselves are corrupted and astray and lead others astray, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us always be on the Sirat-e-Mustafim. Ya Allah, our beloved asatiza and teachers who left this world, give them nur and put nur in their graves, Ya Allah. Those who are alive, grant them siha, afiyah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us health, Ya Allah. Grant us good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, never make us muhtaj of creation, Ya Allah. Allah makfina bi halalika an haramik wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. Allah inna nasaluka la iffata wa sihata, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah inna nasaluka la afwa wal afiyata fi ddini wa dunya wal akhira. Tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bi shuhadai wa salihin. Ya Allah, so many people have requested du'as for people who are ill, people who are sick, Ya Allah. We cannot mention everybody's name, Ya Allah. You know them, Ya Allah. You give them shifa. Ya Allah, we use, Ya Allah. Guide them, Ya Allah. Protect us from the scourge of alcohol, drugs, Ya Allah. Protect our mothers, sisters, Ya Allah, from divorce and breaking up of homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring unity in our ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah at all times, all places, all circumstances. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا الله وفاميلي ممبرز فورجيف ذيم يا الله جايد ذيم يا الله جايد الأمة يا الله. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين آمين.